Hello, and welcome to the Irresistible Marketing Pod, the podcast that will help you turn your messaging into a masterpiece. I'm your host, Issa Gauci, your marketing confidence cheerleader and owner of the M. Issa Messaging digital marketing agency for small business baddies such as yourself. Today, we're going to talk about the challenge of simplicity, the messaging skill you either have to learn or invest in. Because here's the thing. Your most powerful messaging is a compelling story that can be told in just a few words. And here's why. In any form of digital marketing, you don't have their attention for very long. Just take these website stats, for instance. And if you're curious about this sort of thing, I will have the references for these numbers listed in the show notes. All right, so here are some eye-opening stats. It takes 0.05 seconds for people to form enough of an impression of your website to decide to stay or leave. So that's microseconds we're talking about, people. It takes less than a second for someone to be like, this is relevant to me or no. Users only spend an average of 5.59 seconds on a web page's written content. So less than 6 seconds reading. Also, the average visitor only spends a total of 54 seconds total on a web page, less than a minute. So, what does this tell us? To me, this says they're way more likely to be skimming than reading the fine print, and that tracks with my own website behavior. Like, I'm skimming the headlines, I'm looking at the image captions, I'm reading the pull quotes before I decide whether I want to invest any more energy or attention to read the little print, you know? And we also need a smart hierarchy of emphasis in our messaging so the visitor's eye is drawn right to the most important parts. Now, I say hierarchy of emphasis because we need to understand the difference between priority one messaging and supporting details, or we won't know what to put where. For instance, what goes in the big headers that the eye is immediately drawn to versus what goes underneath? What goes in the in-video captions or like the in-video titles that we put in the video and what goes in like the little social media caption, etc. Because most people who chance across your website or your social media are probably not reading the fine print. They're skimming. So the most important parts of your digital marketing are the parts that they see first. So obviously, this has implications for our messaging and knowing what to put there, but let me give you just a rundown of where the eye is drawn first, usually. The eye is usually drawn to what is above the fold or what they can see before they have to scroll or within about 2 thumb swipes if they're viewing on mobile. And again, it's like the text in the reel or the TikTok versus the text in the caption. Or also in the first part of the caption that you can see without having to tap on it or click on it to see more on social media. And because our brains process images much, much faster than we can register words, we need to be strategic about the visual cues we send and how we use design to draw the eye to the most important messaging. Again, as in headers or headlines where the biggest print, the writing in the biggest print, pull quotes or other bolded text that is separated out from bigger blocks of copy, image captions, text surrounded by white space, in-video titles and text, the headline of the ad, etc. And here's why knowing the hierarchy of emphasis in your messaging is important. Not everything can go in the big print, or it ceases to be big print and the eye is drawn nowhere, zero places. So your design has a hierarchy of emphasis, which needs to complement the messaging that is most relevant and important. So this is why a clear hierarchy of emphasis in your messaging is relevant to like literally everything you do in marketing. How else would you know what to put where, and how else would you know what your design should be highlighting? So how do you know what to put in the places that will first draw the eye? That, my friend, takes some strategy. Knowing what will appeal most to your ideal customers, which requires you to know A, who your ideal customers are, and B, what they care about that is relevant to your brand and your offer. It also takes the strategy for highlighting the best of the benefits of taking you up on your offer, which takes knowing which problems are most pressing for your customer to solve. It also takes the strategy involved in knowing how to say it in a way that makes your brand stand out from other businesses with similar offers. And then this hierarchy of emphasis that is required for effective messaging also takes some wordsmithing skill, such as setting appealing and appropriate expectations for what they will get if they A, keep reading, watching, or listening, and B, buy the thing you're asking them to buy. It also takes the wordsmithing skill of being able to trigger the powerful, memorable, emotional response of hope. Hope that life will be better once they buy this thing from you. That some goal will be achieved, some pain alleviated, some opportunity they didn't know was possible for them will open up, etc. And it also takes the wordsmithing skill of saying it all in a few well-chosen, deeply impactful words. And I'm not going to lie, folks, making it simple is hard. Getting to this level of strategy and skill in your messaging is something everyone, even people with natural proclivities for it, have to practice. And this is something that you can learn, yes. But no matter how you approach it, messaging is an investment. It's either spending the time and energy for you or your team to acquire these skills, or paying someone with solid messaging capabilities to help you or do it for you. Either way, effective messaging requires access to this skill set. And let me go get a little deeper into this. So here are some of the aspects of effective messaging that, in my experience, people have the hardest time acquiring. And I say this as someone who's trained marketers and messengers for years and years and years. So the two things I find people struggle the most with is, one, brevity, being able to say a lot with a little, and two, communicating complex topics in an accessible way. Allow me to explain. So let's tackle brevity. And I want to drop in a quote I love, which is, "I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have the time." Now, I love this quote that the internet keeps attributing to radically different historical figures, but regardless of who said it, like seriously, Mark Twain, Winston Churchill, Blaise Pascal, I don't know, the internet can't agree. Regardless, this quote, it's so, so true. Because brain dumping a pile of disorganized ideas, data, possible connections is something most of us can do, no problem. But to be on the receiving end of that brain dump, like reading it, like actually reading through it, even if it's a brain dump of lovely ideas, it's not always fun. Not something many of us would exert the energy on, especially if the brain dump is trying to sell us on something. So honing, editing, whittling it down, polishing, and smoothing it into a masterpiece takes much more time and effort. And we also got to throw in the deep knowledge of the customer, the brand, and the benefits of the offer that are necessary in order to craft effective messaging. Otherwise, knowing what to keep and what to throw out from your brain dump is just kind of a crapshoot. And again, if you don't already possess these skills, you can learn them, but they take time and practice. Or you can just partner with a messaging specialist like me. All right, let's tackle complexity and making it accessible. And this I want to leave you with a quote that Einstein possibly said. It's another quote I love that the internet can't agree on who said it. And this is the quote. "If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself." So many business owners struggle with brevity because the things they have to communicate in their marketing are often complex, like the problem they solve, what causes that problem, how they go about solving the problem, why this works better than other possible solutions, why they do this work in the first place, and why they care about solving these problems for these specific people. Like, there's often a lot of backstory. You often have more knowledge than your aligned clients do before they work with you because they're paying you because they need an expert because they don't have that knowledge, et cetera, et cetera. And some of y'all do really fancy, important things and are really anxious to be perceived as experts in your marketing. And this perceive me as an expert fever can tempt you into lacing your marketing with jargon and wordy formality. But here's what happens when folks are on the receiving end of complex messaging. Overwhelm and shutdown. Because it takes energy to make sense of something that doesn't initially make sense. And most people don't want to exert this effort, especially when they know that behind the complexity is someone trying to separate them from their money. So, your messaging needs to make the complex simple. It's the job of your messaging to connect the dots for them. You need to make sense of it for them. And before you start worrying about the perception of your expert status, know that the ability to make a complex subject simple demonstrates more confidence and expertise in the subject matter, not less. And again, making the complex simple is a skill you can learn through the time and effort of practice, or you can partner with a messaging specialist like me who already knows how. So, in conclusion, given what the research shows us about typical user behavior, we know we don't have much time at all, just mere microseconds to capture attention and convince our aligned customers that our content is relevant enough to them for them to even stay long enough to skim. And even then, we don't have their attention for long. So simplicity, both in terms of brevity and removing complexity, is a messaging skill you'll need to invest in one way or another. Either through the effort, education, energy, and time for yourself and your team to acquire these skills, or through partnering with a messaging specialist who can do it for you. However you decide to make the investment, it's an important investment to make. It's the difference between spray and pray marketing or marketing that hits bullseye after bullseye. So if you are ready to tackle the challenge of simplicity in your messaging and really speed up those conversions we all want, I'm happy to do the heavy lifting for you. You're going to want to check out the brand storytelling package. It's linked in the show notes, where all you have to do is brain dump your thoughts and ideas in a single 90-minute session with me, and I will hone all of that brilliant raw material into a messaging masterpiece you can use for years to come. That is, I'll give you a messaging framework or a document that spells out exactly what you need to say to sell and gives you crystal clarity about your brand identity, your aligned customers, and the benefits of your offers. I've had clients tell me that the messaging framework I give them cuts down onboarding time by more than 50%. Because rather than having to spend hours and hours trying to explain the brand to each new team member or contractor, they can just hand them the messaging framework and it keeps everyone on brand working on a cohesive, powerful marketing that builds off of each piece rather than just scattershot shots in the dark. And when you have such cohesive, on-brand, powerful marketing that is so strategic, so well-crafted, you get to the results you want in your marketing so much faster. And plus, it makes things like knowing what to say in a discovery call or writing your sales pages or figuring out what to say in your social media captions a total breeze because you can pull wording right from your messaging framework. And don't worry, you also get an integration session with me where I will walk you through exactly how to implement your messaging framework into your marketing to make it the most powerful and impactful it has ever been for years to come. And best of all, I've got a special going on right now where the first three people to check out win complimentary website and copywriting services worth thousands of dollars in addition to your brand storytelling package. All right, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please make sure to subscribe and share a positive review to keep more episodes coming your way. XOXO, Gossip Girl here. Just kidding, Issa out.